Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews featuring Daredevil. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Jason.
And welcome to the show.
Yes. So we did our other podcast already for the week. Check that out.
Yeah.
Now we're doing Daredevil.
Oh my god. Hello, Daredevil.
Yes. Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
Thanks for inviting us into your world.
Oh, so perfect.
Yes. We are going to talk about episode 7 right now.
Righto.
Righto. This was called Stick. But I don't know if you're supposed to say it that way.
Maybe it's stick.
Maybe you're just supposed to hear a stick hitting the ground or something.
Hmm.
Who knows? Anyway, let's get to it.
Sure.
So we start with a Japanese businessman desperately running down flights of stairs, trying to escape an unseen assailant. After retrieving his gun and firing it into an empty elevator, the man is found by his opponent. With a katana blade to the man's throat, a voice speaking Japanese asks him where something called Black Sky is at. The man tries to shoot at his enemy, but has his hand chopped off instead. He finally swears that he only knows that it's now on a ship headed to New York. His enemy executes him with one quick slash, and we finally see that the katana wielder is an elderly Caucasian blind man. That would be sick.
Enter. Stick.
Yes. So it's like an origin story inside of an origin story.
Inside of an origin story.
Or something.
Hey. Stacks on stacks on stacks.
Black Sky is something that a lot of people have asked me about, like friends of mine. They're like,
yes.
What's Black Sky? It's not in the comic books, guys. So
it's made up hoopla.
It's something they, that, I mean, with all the things they brought in, which was, well, you know, all the great things they brought in, they still found a way to bring something new and fresh in. So way to go, Daredevil. Always impressing us.
Kudos.
Yes. So Matt, Foggy, and Karen debate about whether or not Daredevil is a terrorist or someone out to help the city. Foggy tries to lighten the mood by trying to get the group to play some softball. But Karen has other plans, which makes Foggy concerned about her nighttime activities.
Does Foggy know that Matt's blind?
I think he knows, but he forgets. I think that's, like, easy to do with Matt.
Yes.
So. Alright. So at a secluded area, Leland meets with Nobu about a mysterious shipment scheduled to arrive in New York City. I wonder what it could be. When Nobu leaves, Leland is confronted by Daredevil. In the process of extracting information, Daredevil is distracted by the incessant tapping of a walking stick. Leland sees his chance to escape and electroshocks Daredevil, knocking him out. When the blind man finally reaches Daredevil, a familiar voice speaks to him.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, old friend.
Hello, young man.
Hello, young man. How are you?
Yes. So, from there we go to a flashback. Matt. Now in an orphanage after the death of his father, is suffering from his senses operating at a heightened level. The nuns have called in a specialist, the blind old man, who will be paid using Matt's inheritance. The money his father won by getting, you know, but he bet on himself and then won and then got killed.
you know, life decisions.
Yeah. So the blind old man meets Matt for the first time and tells him that he's getting stronger and tests him by tossing his keys at Matt, which Matt quickly catches. The blind old man takes Matt, whatever his name is, Daredevil, out for ice cream and gives him a harsh lecture on self-pity. He trains Matt to focus his senses by analyzing the environment around him. The blind old man warns Matt that there is a war coming and that he'll let him know more about it when the time is right.
Correct.
So, where's this war from? What war is he referring to?
Who knows?
I mean, there kind of was like a battle to come.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it has something to do with Black Sky. And you know there's going to be more to it as well.
Yeah.
And the blind old man, if you're not kidding it, is Stick.
Yes.
He is the mentor.
The mentor?
So, yes. So, back to the present! Daredevil, still on the ground, you know, after being electroshocked, identifies the blind old man as Stick. Daredevil is angry that Stick has returned after 20 years of no contact. Stick explains that he returned to save the city and everyone in it from a horrible event. Is that like what Daredevil does?
Maybe. But how could he like save them if he doesn't even like expect him to be coming though? So
right.
Stick, you're a good feller.
You're a good feller. You're good. You're a good guy.
You're good.
So, Karen has been secretly meeting with Ben. That'd be Ben Urich, guys. Where he explains the true nature of investigative journalism. Boring research that, most of the time, never pans out. Ben hypothesizes that the Yakuza triad and Russian bombings are all connected to Union Allied. Ben warns Karen about Daredevil not being someone with genuine motives. We also learn that Blake, though shot, is currently in a coma.
What?
So that's something. Matt brings Stick back to his apartment. Ooh, that getting grindy. Just kidding. Stick immediately analyzes his surroundings and makes the assessment that Matt has gone soft. He tells Matt that his relationships and material items will get him killed. Men like him and Matt were meant to be alone. They're warriors. Stick goes on to insult Matt's dead dad. Angered, Matt lunges at Stick, but Stick is able to use a defensive hold.
Yes.
What do you think of that? What do you think of such... Was that a good technique?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Do I look like a goddamn Kung Fu warrior? No.
I mean, you could be.
Maybe I could be Kung Fu Panda. I'm a butterball of sorts.
You and Jamar?
Yes.
Yes. So another flashback. Stick implements the same defensive hold on a young Matt. He goads Matt to fight back. Matt strikes his strikes are futile. Against the experienced Stick. Defeated again, Matt starts to cry and blame himself for his father's death. Stick reminds Matt that his father is dead, but he now has him as a guide. Mustering more motivation, Matt relaunches an attack. Again, Stick is able to use the same defensive hold. He just keeps falling into the same traps.
Correct.
So.
But yeah. Figures it out, though.
Back to the present again. You know, because we're just using these flashbacks and intertwining them here.
Yes.
Matt somersaults his way out of Stick's hold. The two quarrel for their differences for now, and Stick goes into the reasons for his return. He wants Matt to assist him in destroying a weapon called Black Sky arriving for the Yakuza. Matt agrees to help him under one condition. There will be no killing. How do you think that works out?
Who knows?
So, at Eleanor's apartment, that's Cardenas. Miss Cardenas. Karen asks Elena about the repairman her landlord sent over. Elena gives her a description of the two thugs, one bald and the other with tattoos. When Karen leaves the complex, she's immediately attacked by the same two men. Foggy, who's been following Karen like a stalker, saves her by beating them with his softball bat.
It all comes full circle.
That's just great writing right there. So, at the docks, the shipment arrives. Stick hands Daredevil a pair of wooden batons, telling him he'll be needing those. That's a pretty good Easter egg to the stick he eventually, his little baton stickies, you know. As Daredevil stealthily takes out a number of Yakuza, Stick assembles his bow. When Daredevil detects that Black Sky is actually a boy, he quickly saves the child from Stick's arrow. The Yakuza and Black Sky ultimately escape because of his actions. That is not true. I don't know who wrote that, but no, the Black Sky doesn't escape because Stick kills him.
Yes.
He says, well, you were distracted fighting. I went after him and killed him.
Correct.
So, back to a flashback. Matt spars with Stick using wooden batons. The progress of Matt's training can be seen as he's able to land hits and dodge Stick's attempts at striking him. As the fight ends, Matt gives Stick a gift, a friendship bracelet made from the wrapper of the ice cream cone Stick brought him the first day they met. Stick holds it for a second and crushes it in front of Matt. He then proclaims that Matt's training is over and abandons him. Something interesting about that little bracelet is it had a little Mickey Mouse in it. Hashtag Disney. Because they own Marvel.
Those sneaky bastards.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, dude. Like, Matt loses two father figures.
Well, you know, he's just not ready for that sort of commitment. Like, he was just really looking to be his trainer, not his father.
Right. But, like, even he takes him under his wing like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't think it's something Stick could handle.
I don't know if it's nearly that, but maybe he just has, like the thinking of, it goes back to what he was saying, we're destined to be alone, meaning, like, you can't have attachments in this world and be a warrior at the same time.
Definitely. I mean, that's a huge mentality for superheroes in general. So, back at Matt's apartment, he confronts Stick Stick's breaking of his vow to not kill anyone. Stick tells him that Black Sky is not human, it's a weapon. When Stick starts to leave, Matt refuses to allow him to carry out the killing. Stick reveals to Matt that he caught up with the Yakuza when they left the docks, and he has already killed Black Sky, like we said. Alright. In a bit of anger over his mentor's betrayal, Matt attacks Stick. The two engage in hand-to-hand combat, destroying most of the apartment in the process. And in the end, the younger and more agile Matt defeats Stick. When Stick recovers, Matt tells him to leave. Due to Matt's besting of him, Stick thinks there's still hope for Matt. We know that, because he's Daredevil.
I mean, he's a good'un.
He's a good'un. So, to Ben's dismay, Karen has revealed their investigation to Foggy. She tells Ben that Foggy is someone they can trust. Ben relents and has Karen show Foggy their progress. So, yeah, they're investigating you and Allied. All this behind Matt's back as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, they can't really get angry at him if they find out he's Daredevil. We don't know if they will yet, because we're only on episode 7.
Correct.
Actually, we watched the whole thing, but we don't want to spoil anything further. So, cleaning his apartment, Matt makes a surprising discovery. The paper friendship bracelet he made for Stick years ago. So, we know he kept it. And what does that say about Stick?
That he's a big softy.
He's a big softy.
He loves Matt.
He loves him. So, at an unknown location, Stick visits a man with a scarred back. Stick reports his success in destroying Black Sky. When the man inquires if Matt will be ready for an unknown event, Stick answers that he has no idea. Something to mention there is that man is credited as being Stone. Stick and Stone are the... Well, Stone was one of Stick's other prodigy guys. Like, him and Matt trained together. And Stone was the favorite of them. They start a group called the Chast to fight the Hand. And that's, like... Stone has, like... He has some, like, pretty good storylines. Like, he often helps Matt. He hasn't had too many appearances, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about it yet, so we're supposed to be like, mystery, betrayal, shrouded in darkness.
What?
So, yeah. But, overall, what did you think of this episode?
It was a good'un.
It was a good'un.
That's my answer for everything. It's a good'un. No, but seriously, I mean, what can you really complain about? It's such a good episode.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't as good as, like, you know, like, the one before, like, when you have, like, them running from... the cops, and he's, like, with the Russian guy, Vladimir, and things like that. Like, that stuff was, like, real intense and real cool. This episode was a little different, but it provides you background into Matt. It provides you with Stick, which, you know, how Matt was brought up, kind of. And just to see the progress that he's made and how he got to where he's at now.
Yeah, you also get, like, this... The writers in the show do such a good job of, like, immersing you into, like, this world.
Right.
This was, like, a character-building episode where you get a feel for, like, the background so you can build, like, that relationship with, you know, Matt Murdock. You get to understand, like, where he comes from and who taught him. And, you know, you get some of, like, his line of thinking regarding to, like, you know, how disconnected he is from people most of the time.
Right. Yeah, I just felt like it was another solid episode, and Stick is awesome, you know. It's just cool to see him. It's cool it's cool that they brought in something new like Black Sky. The things with Foggy and Karen and Ben Urich are also very good. Like, the show has very few missteps, and the, you know, that's why we love it.
Yeah, it's, like I said, like, I don't know what podcast I was listening to with our friend Jamar, but, like, they were just talking about, like, the same things. Like, it's so very hard for, like, you, for writers to completely immerse somebody into, like, a television. Like, you feel like you know this place because it's, like, it's a real place in the United States, you know?
Right.
It's so crazy, like, how well they do it, though. It's, like, you really feel like you're a part of Hell's Kitchen.
Right, and, like, it's so crazy to think, like, that this is the same world as the Avengers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it makes perfect sense, and it's something that you don't really see. Like, you can go watch the Avengers, and you can be like, wow, they're destroying these towns and cities and things like that, and you don't really see the effect it has on people, and in Daredevil, you do.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Who's going to pick up after the Avengers? Well, you got your street-level heroes, and that's what Defenders is going to be.
Yeah. So. You know, you just get this, like, crazy sense when you're watching this show. It's, like, this overwhelming sense of, like, realism in the show.
Right, and you know it's a part of something way bigger, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just been fantastic, and as far as, like, this episode goes, like, I'm excited to see what this battle is. I mean, we have a season two coming up. I'm excited to see where everything goes in season two as well.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go too far into that, just in case they do tie it in, you know? Yeah. But, like, I'm really excited to see where Karen Page goes and things like that, so...
Yep. So if you had to grade this episode, what would you grade it, sir?
I'd give it just a 9.0. Like, it didn't have, you know, I from what we've had so far, like, there have been better episodes. It didn't have, like, some of the things like those episodes had, but it was just a great episode. Like, there's nothing bad to really say about it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that grading. It wasn't, like, over-the-top good, but it was a good episode, though. Like I said, it was a character-building episode, so those ones usually do get the lower grades just due to the fact that there's not that overwhelming wow factor.
Right, definitely.
But, like I said, still a great episode in my opinion. I really enjoyed watching it, as I do every episode of Daredevil. Such a great show.
It is. It is. I mean, there's, like, not many bad things to say about this show.
Yeah. Just such a good start through 7 episodes.
Definitely. So, that's gonna wrap us up for this week. For our Daredevil podcast. We had mentioned on the other one we're going to do Game of Thrones, but I don't think we'll have time to do that today.
Yes.
So next week we will do that. We apologize in advance. Let us know what you think of this review. Let us know what you think of our other reviews. Everything, because we're review guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to wrap us up. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Nerdy Boys Reviews, and our website www.nerdyboysreviews.com. So, I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And don't forget to stay nerdy, boys!